August 29th, when you're a follower. Do you tend to be fearful of new and uncertain things? Maybe ambitions never come naturally for you. And when you have challenged yourself, you just seem to turn out the wrong way. So now you prefer to play on the safe side, stay in your comfort zone. The things outside are too insecure. Well, if any of this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Art felt the same way. Art was a follower, someone who preferred to think inside the box and maintain the status quo. But this also meant carrying on harmful habits that he'd grown accustomed to, habits he'd learned from the previous generation. Art's here today to share with us his true story and how he found the fail-proof life he'd been searching for on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
My life was twisted by alcohol. My mother had to get cash from the bar owner and charge it to Dad's tab just to get grocery money to feed us nine children. At age 11, I began following in my father's footsteps, drinking and smoking. With no positive role model, I barely graduated from high school. And with such a limited education and no job prospects, I joined the Navy. Before going to boot camp, I met Janet and fell in love. I had never been out of my hometown or away from my family, so I nearly had an emotional breakdown at boot camp. Because of my emotional state, the Navy gave me an honorable discharge and sent me home. Janet and I got married as soon as she graduated. The first year of marriage, my drinking habits were just like my father's. Then our daughter was born with a cleft of the face and nearly died after surgery. I promised God I would go to church and live for him if he saved her. He did. A guy at work invited us to a church picnic, so we went to repay our obligation to God and were thrilled at their acceptance. At church that Sunday, my wife gave her life to Christ. The pastor visited in the afternoon and explained the plan of salvation. I was reluctant because I didn't think I could live for God, but he showed me verses in the Bible where God promised to keep us from falling. So I prayed to receive Christ as my Savior, and ever since, he has faithfully kept me from falling.
Jude writes to believers, warning them of the dangerous false prophets who'd begun infiltrating the church. Yet he encourages them in Jude verses 24 and 25, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Friend, if one thing is for certain, it's that we will encounter challenges as a Christian. But God is the one who provides our success. So even if his calling seems daunting, remember, he is also our greatest security, and he simply wants us to follow him. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.